With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Severe weather in the form of sweltering heat and or devastating flooding continues plaguing a wide swath of the country.
Sandbags to go to Avenue D. Memorial Park West.
Residents of Hayward in Iowa spent Saturday filling sandbags. Mayor Larry Gregg told KCAU the community came together.
It's amazing. That's what Hayward is about when we have a problem.
Floodwaters rose at the borders of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And in northwest Iowa, entire neighborhoods were evacuated. Rains are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, many parts of the country have been enduring scorching temperatures. Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service says it's expected to be 10 degrees cooler for the eastern part of the U.S., but not so for the plains and the southeast.
The temperatures are expected to be anywhere from the upper 90s to a few degrees over 100 degrees.
I'm Donna Water.
More than 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, are dead. Armed attackers in southern Russia. The gunmen opened fire on two Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police station. Also at SRNnews.com, a big week in the race for the White
House. Even though CNN is hosting the Biden-Trump debate in Atlanta and providing the moderators, nearly every major TV and cable network has agreed to simulcast the event at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. The networks include ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, MSNBC, Telemundo, Newsmax, and others. To get ready for their face-off, Joe Biden is prepping with advisors at the Camp David Mountain retreat, and Donald Trump is holding more informal policy discussions with aides and allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's only willing to agree to a partial ceasefire deal, an agreement that would not end the war in Gaza. Watching Wall Street, Dow features up 82 points. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just months into office, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has gained national attention, pushing for groundbreaking conservative policies. This month, the 53-year-old Republican signed the country's first law requiring that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classrooms. That's right on the heels of another new law, one that classifies abortion pills as dangerous controlled substances in the state of Louisiana. This is SRN News. There is now a reward for information on a deadly New Mexico wildfire.
FBI offering up to $10,000 for information on the South Fork and Salt fires in New Mexico that killed two people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced thousands to flee. The FBI suggesting someone started the fires. Meanwhile, Mike McMillan with the U.S. Forest Service says 1,100 firefighters battling the blazes, making progress.
The rains have enabled us to go direct on the fire's edge and create these containment lines.
But he says steep rocky terrain is making it difficult.
We plan on inserting firefighters with helicopters.
I'm Julie Walker.
A man who turned himself in at the Columbus, Ohio police headquarters says he was driving a car seen fleeing early Sunday morning. A shooting in the state's capital sent 10 people to hospitals. More details, srnnews.com.